It's 11 minutes after 11. We've got Dame Shirley in the studio. We've got Alison in, and we've also got Sam in. And we should point out now that Sam is son of Tim Morris, used to do the show with us, and sadly passed late last year. And Alison, you are wife of Tim, and you know, you're always welcome here at Vectis Radio.
Thank you.
And what we wanted to do is we obviously did a tribute show to Tim a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to podcast that in the next little while. But more importantly, what we're going to do is we're going to get behind the charity.
Okay.
That you're now involved in. So
yes.
tell us a bit more about the charity.
The charity is it's Island White based, and it is for kidneys. There's probably a lot of people out there who don't realise that they may have a renal problem, which I think we ought to bring awareness and that to sort of like the kidneys, just the same as cancer is. I mean, cancer is the biggest one worldwide, but also that kidney disease is a terminal illness because there's no cure for it unless you get a transplant, but then even a transplant can fail.
It's I think one of my biggest bugbears at the moment of national media is there's not enough education for people that, you know, are going through these kind of things. There's not enough detail out there. They're more worried about giving you other things and so on, but they're not pointing out, you know, things like we're about to, you know, the charity will do this, the commercial is, we're going to run a commercial as well for 12 months or however long. But, you know, it's one of those things where we need to know more and we need to push it out there. And is it the reason why it's kind of not shoved under the carpet but slightly hidden? A little bit,
yes.
Is it, well, if we don't know too much about it, we don't have to chuck money at it. We don't have to, you know, help out in any way financially. And that's a concern of mine. And it's one of the biggest things that I want to do this year is on Vectis Radio, we have a voice, we have a microphone, we have people listening, and we should put these details out there so people are better educated when it comes down to these sorts of things.
Yes, I think education is the key. To everything, any sort of like illness. I mean, you can think like heart disease, liver disease, anything like that. It all gets shoved under the carpet. Like I know they're sort of like dealing with mental health at the moment, but yes, there's a lot what needs to be addressed and needs to be voiced.
What's lovely is that you've gone through what you've gone through with Tim for many, many years, and now you're kind of putting something back, if you like, by supporting the charity and getting behind it, which is a lovely thing. They're based on the island?
Yes.
And I'm guessing that there's ways of raising money so that they can, you know, do research and so on.
Yeah, they do a lot of fundraising, don't they? But
the
I do think it needs to be put out there a little bit more. I mean, they've got the website, but not many people think, oh, I'll just, you know, see what the Island Kidney Association's doing, see what's happening there. It's not advertised enough, I don't think. It needs to be put out there.
Okay, because I would imagine there are people out there that have no clue that, you know, things may be changing, or there may be, you know, a few things that are different. They would, you know, different about themselves, but they have no idea. And again, they'll shove it under their own carpet and think, I don't know, so I'm not going to bother. This sort of thing is, I'm guessing, it's making people more aware of. And if you do feel as though there's changes within your body, I always remember Tim using these terms almost last year when he came in, you know, you've got to go and get them checked out. And these are the sorts of things we need to point out to people. You know, you don't have to sit there and think, oh, I don't know, it's just one of those things, just leave it.
Yeah, don't
until it gets
that.
Really bad.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, we need to make it, you know, we need to make people more aware and what they actually do in those circumstances. So I'm guessing this is where the charity comes in.
Yeah, and I do think that there's probably a lot of people frightened out there that they don't like the outcome of stuff. I mean, you've got to think like diabetes. I mean, you can have a renal failure and diabetes at the same time. You could also have high cholesterol and stuff like that, you know, which only a doctor, a simple blood test or a water sample would detect that. But you can't actually do that yourself without first admitting that you don't feel well and you need to seek medical advice.
Okay. Well, what we should do is maybe get you both in and do a lunchtime social, and we'll talk about these things, and maybe we get someone in from the charity as well to give us, you know, some more details and really get behind it.
Get somebody from the renal unit.
Is
which,
Anne Daly?
Yeah, ask Anne Daly to come in. She is a retired sort of like renal nurse, which she's the chair of the charity. But we can also ask one of the diocese nurses from the unit to come in and talk about it as well, because I think we'd need to put it out there. It's not, a really bad disease, really.
Mm.
And there's no coming out from it. It's like we said, if Tim ever had a transplant, how long it would last. And they wouldn't tell us. They didn't know a duration. It could be 6 weeks, could be 6 months, could be 6 years, could be 20 years. But they explained to us in layman terms, it's like if you have a puncture in a car, in a tyre, you go and have your tyre repaired by a puncture kit. And then probably 2 weeks later down the road, that tyre goes again. So then you have to have it replaced again. So it's just exactly the same as having a kidney, donated kidney. It can go at any time.
Okay. Well, look, if we can organise that, because I really want to make people more aware of things. You know, there's a number of things that we're going to be doing this year, and this is one of them. We're going to really, you know, push the charity and, you know, get more awareness, because I think that's what we ought to be doing. And that's what shame on our national media, because that's what you ought to be doing too, but you're not doing it big enough.
No.
And you've got a bigger voice than we have. But we are going to shout about it down here. And what's lovely about this is that there is a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, because young Sam there is going to be, hopefully, fingers crossed, taking over the show.
Hopefully.
Because you were the co-host anyway.
I was the co-host, yeah.
So it's not been vacated as such. It's just been looked after by someone else.
Exactly.
And hopefully in the near future, you're going to be coming back and taking control of that.
That'll be good. I like that.
And you're going to leave all the best bits in that Tim was well known for.
Yeah, did you knows.
The did you knows.
Yeah, you know.
Are you going to do your jokes as well?
No.
No.
Oh, really?
They were so bad.
No, they weren't. They were great. They were really, really good.
I mean, I could make the terrible joke section, because I'm terrible at telling jokes, so there you go.
Have you got one now?
No.
Good. Okay, look, you've made a commercial, and this
is the other
lovely thing as well. You've actually voiced the commercial.
Mm.
So this is the first playing. We're gonna play it in a mo. All right. Oh. So we're gonna do that. So we wish you well with that, and we're hoping to get keep you involved in Invectus. And your mum's going to come in occasionally as well.
Yeah, she will.
Because what was lovely, it was a family show. You used to make an appearance as well now and again.
Now and again. I don't like talking on mic, to be honest.
never noticed.
Because I squeak.
Yeah, you said you sound like a screeching cat. Apparently, it's like no, mum.
No, you don't. No. anyway, you're going to stick around for a little while.
Yes.
And what we do is we'll podcast, you know, what we've just done there. We'll put it on and start the awareness ball rolling, and the commercial will go live in, well, you know, when we've pushed the button.
Yeah.
So thank you both for telling us about it. And please, if we can sort out that lunchtime social debate and get people more aware, then we're doing our job, and in Tim's memory.
That'd be really good.
I'll give Anne Daly a ring and see when she's available, or just put her in the picture.
Thank you. So we're going to play it. It's not part of a commercial break. We're just going to air it for the first time. So this is the commercial that Sam has produced.
The Isle of Wight Kidney Patient Association is here to help all renal patients on the island. We also offer support to the local dialysis unit. We can help with financial backup for patients and partners, with travel expenses for hospital treatment. We also have a program of social events and activities, as well as fundraising that links the community together. Call us on 01983 611 671, or visit our website on iowkidneypatientassociation.com.
Vexus Radio 104.6.
For the people, by the people.